If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly as we celebrate 2-3, buddy. How about it? I mean, I basically feel like the Phils won the World Series. It's all good. We're set. We got the Dodgers number. Feel great?
April
feel,
parades.
Feel amazing?
April so parades. Great. This is what we do. Listen.
No, it was. Look, that was a nice series.
Of course it was.
Freaking April. I'm not going overboard or anything like that. But you know what? Like
on this podcast.
That was a really nice series win early in the season. Really good to see.
And there's still stuff to complain about.
You're
so
damn right there is, buddy.
It's,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Jordan Romano, not loved in Philly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You like that I brought the sweatshirt back out,
I
by
do,
the way?
Yeah.
Good work. Is everyone over the Mets series now? Like we're back? Is everyone back on board? No? Oh, okay. Just want to make sure everyone's gonna be okay. A lot of doom. Oh, Dodgers are going to come in here and bully them. Let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. They pretty much kicked the Dodgers out.
Kind of own the Dodgers.
Like, right? Saturday.
Like four straight series wins or whatever. No big deal.
Saturday, if the third baseman maybe doesn't ground this to all play. The Stott thing was more unlucky than anything.
Agreed.
I think.
He was stealing. You know, it happens.
They try to hit and run to get out of the double play. And by the way, I thought yesterday there was an opportunity for Stott to run in the same exact situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Sosa ground ball.
Oh, yeah.
And they almost, I was like, why is he just go?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that it didn't work out yesterday.
Probably because of yesterday is why he's not just going. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but dude, I'm fired up. There's like stuff that little things that are annoying, you know, that we'll obviously get to. But for the most part, they could have won on Saturday. They played well. I mean, Nola obviously had.
Look, I think to be fair, either team could have won any game.
Hold on,
like it was a well fought series.
Yesterday they dominated outside.
They deserved to win yesterday, but they still almost lost.
Yeah, well, that's because of one guy. That's because of one guy, which we'll get to.
Yeah, we'll
get to. But dude, I Lizardo on Friday night
was lights out, buddy. That was awesome.
Do I not like? I don't want to
like big game pitcher stuff right there.
I don't want to say I had a lot of chills watching that game on Friday night for an April game, but I did.
Better first start at Citizens Bank Park, that or Lorenzen's no hitter.
I would take that one. I think, well, dude, what about Lorenzen after the no hitter?
Yeah,
you know, hopefully that does not happen.
I was just saying for the first start, but yes, I don't think it will.
I don't think so. But he was.
The stuff looks a little different than when Lorenzen throws it.
Yeah. Or like, I think Gibson had a good first start.
I think he did too. You're right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, we got a real innings eater. dude, whatever. We've had our
drop. We got our innings here. His name's Aaron Nola.
Yes. He'll take him down. He's going to allow some home runs along the way.
Yes, he will.
Which is so funny. It's like he can hit his spot 9 times out of 10. But then, the one time it misses 700.
It's just going to be home run. Yeah, it's like there's no wiggle room
there. I think Aaron has gotten to the point, too, where he's just like, eh.
It's like 6 innings, 3 runs. It's like, yep, that's Aaron Nola.
One absolutely hung curveball that just gets launched.
Pray there's no one on base when he hangs it. That's really what you got to hope for with a Nola start.
Two solo home runs.
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. Yeah. That's our boy. Yeah. That's our boy. So it was a fun weekend, man. The ballpark had a lot of juice.
It felt like for April about as juiced up as I ever remember
and, that place in April. And, you know, I think I felt this on like leading into the series, and I think we talked about it. But like the way that they were, I think locked in
approaching
and wanted
it,
to
totally
the way they wanted to go out there and show the Dodgers.
JT comment before, you know, I heard they're unbeatable and all that, just the way they talked about it. You know?
I liked the bravado, made me a little bit nervous
it
about
it. It did, but you know what? In hindsight, I liked it. And yeah, I know. You don't want that come back.
Exactly. Coming. I'm not thinking about stubby in the pool.
I think it was the whole way, like even Castellanos afterwards, when they asked him about it, and you know, every player is always like, yeah, just another series, you know, just go back to your business. He's like, no, it meant more. It was the Dodgers. He's like, it did mean more. I it felt like they took this series very, and they've taken the whole season very seriously, it feels like. But this series, they went in and they took this series very seriously.
Are you in on the war shirts?
I love the war.
I need them at the Majestic Thief store.
Are you kidding me?
I need 45,000 people wearing.
So in on that.
Our definition of war is win a ring.
Yes.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it. So There's a lot of good stuff. The seriousness that we've talked about all year. Mm. I thought that was also evident, like little things. Like there's a big one, but the little one, even just getting Romano out of there,
100%.
Instead of just letting him try to work his way through it, I thought was a sign. We talked about
the big one's benching Bone.
The big one's Bone. Yeah, no doubt.
Topper does not do that in April any other season. You know, without a doubt,
they can say scheduled day off all they want.
Yes.
You were off today. It was a righty on the mound. Mm-hmm. There's no way that was a scheduled day off. And again, I'm fine with them saying it. Whatever. I don't believe it's a scheduled day off.
Nope.
And I just like that. Saturday was brutal. Five pitches.
Four outs on five at bats. Yeah.
You know, and if pitchers know that you're going to swing first pitch.
And still doing the same stuff with the throwing the helmet and the making faces. And they're like, it's like, no one is more unhappy out there than Alec Boehm every single second. It's like always like, man,
and it's a bad look.
Especially by the way, after think about it this way. He's been benched in 2 of the last 11 games they played or whatever it is. If you think about it that way,
how's that for analytics?
But like you think about what happened in the playoffs last year and you know, like whether it was trade talks, like all that stuff, whatever, the fact that, you know, the organization talked to him about this, you know, that part of the reason he knows part of the reasons that his name was in trade talks was because of this thing. And for him to come back this year and right off the rip, just not be able to control himself and not be able to like manage his emotions, it's such a bad sign for him.
Well, he is an emotional guy. I get it. But that kind of thing just drains a clubhouse.
And I don't think it helps him either.
No,
I think it's much
not.
Harder for him to go up and hit well the next time to control himself, all that stuff.
Now, I don't think it's totally because of that, but they walked 11 times yesterday, day after they bench a guy, I think, for seeing 5 pitches and 4 at-bats. Mm-hmm. And I know that's more, he's always kind of been that way, but I think that they're being held more accountable this year, which I think is good. Like, if you're going to bring back the same team, you guys know each other so well. You've been through these battles for 3 seasons, and it's the thing that it's going to be the reason why ultimately you win or lose is how close or how much you can get out of this specific group, because it's likely not changing. But I just, the heightened sense of every little thing mattering has been the thing that I think has been so encouraging about the beginning of the season.
100%, man.
Because they were into it last year, obviously.
Of course.
But it was more just...
It was more like, let's start hot. And then this big picture, we got to win the World Series. Like this big picture thing. This is much more like driven and focused. Mm-hmm. And like Harper said it, you know, and we've talked about this so much last few years where we have said they don't care about winning every game. And that's okay. You go through a long season, right? But we've known that they've managed games, played games where it's like, you know what? It's okay if we don't. Oh, we're down 5-0 early. It's okay. We don't have to win today. Like, it feels like, and Harper said after the game, he's like, we want to win every game we play. And I know that teams always say that. Mm-hmm. This year, this start at least, it feels like that's the way they're approaching things. That it's every day is a day to come out and win a baseball game, and then you worry about the next day. And I just think it's refreshing to see them.
Well, and with Bryce specifically, I feel like he's talking a lot more this year.
Me too, buddy.
I think he's
he feels like a leader more than he ever has with the way he's talking.
And he's more out front with everything. And I think he is, I think he's just setting the tone for the entire thing. And I still do believe that Thompson was also instructed. You got to, like, enough with the everyone's got to
everyone's going to play. Thing. Everyone's going to get a start. Yeah, all this stuff.
I mean, Gelbart reported that Romano's going to be in low leverage spots. Good. I mean, that's obvious. Yeah. Sure, we've watched him for this 3-4 outings, but I feel like that would have taken a month.
Yeah, if that not longer.
Maybe, that would they would have said about his track record, how he got announced for a long time. He's most saves in baseball, or the third most saves in the AL for 3 years.
They love finding those stat, like, it's the what was it, the fourth best chase rate in the playoffs last year, or whatever that stat they throw around is.
Well, and the
it's like, what are we doing here?
But the best one of all time is still the fourth lowest second
bullpen ERA. That was the all time
in baseball.
That was the best.
When asked about why no minor leaguers have made the
let me tell you roster. Why. Yeah.
I think Cole Irvin was their first guy they drafted that made the big leagues in a long time.
Unbelievable.
But we had the fourth lowest second half bullpen. So to say the cupboard's bare, I don't think it's... What times?
It's a better time
What's
than
so
that.
What's so funny is that our people will remember that.
Oh, yeah. But most people have no idea. Would have no idea what we're talking about.
Like, a majority of the fans have no idea what we're talking about with that. And it was an 11-minute answer. I'm just letting everybody know. But, dude, I think we should replay that press conference.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Just react to it all throughout.
Unbelievable.
Maybe next offseason. I always have good offseason ideas, and then we never do them.
I know.
But, dude, Romano, his arm just might be cooked. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, he was saying after the game that
he didn't have answers, which was concerning.
He's like,
basically like, I'm reaching back for it and it ain't there, was basically what he said.
He said, yeah, I'm used to just being 97.
He's like, it's usually there and it's not.
93 right now.
I don't know why it's not there.
That's good. It's so funny how early you can just be like, there's the familia.
Yeah.
You know,
for real,
I can't, it's unfair to say Kimbrel because Kimbrel was an all star.
He ended that way, but Kimbrel was great that year. He got overused. You know, I think that if they handle him differently, I think Kimbrel's history in Philly is very differently, you know?
Sure.
But he is that because the way it ended, it is what it is. Most people look at Craig Kimbrel as a villain in this city.
I know. They really do.
Really? He's hated. Like, the Philly fans hate Craig, like, hate the guy.
Well, because you're forced to root because he was,
I know,
he and killed it, and us again, for a long time,
and it wasn't his fault. Like, really, he's just like, yeah, I'll take the ball, sure. Like, my arm's totally cooked, but let's go.
Yeah,
yeah, yep. Oh, you know what? Why don't we bring you into a one run game and a playoff game late in the game? Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go.
Guy has what, like, the most active saves?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it could be Hall of Famer.
Let's put him in the seventh,
you know.
But yeah, so it's like, it's just so funny how early it's like, well, there's our familia of the year, there's our Workman, there's our Heath Embry, there's that guy. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I know they're going to put him in low leverage spots, but they were relying on him to be one of their big arms.
They signed him to be one of the, and look, they only have four guys. He was one of the four that now they have three. They have three guys.
Guys. And maybe we're monitoring.
Jose?
No, we're monitoring.
He's got a big out there. Little bit. He's like on the fringes. No, it's not crazy to say.
We've always been monitoring the Jose Ruiz situation. Yes. I think we were first.
What were you going to say?
Joe Ross.
Oh yeah. For real though. Joe Ross. And so people who, you know, if you haven't been listening forever, whatever, like Joe and I, or Jack and I have always been big Joe Ross guys. We just love Joe Ross. He just could never miss like 2 years at one point. Like, just couldn't stay on the
I was
field.
A Tyson Ross guy.
We both were. I like the Ross brothers, but like Joe Ross has always had stuff, man.
Yeah.
And if he could stay healthy, I mean, he does have a chance to be a weapon. It's just betting on him making 5 more outings this year is a risky bet. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Speaking.
Yeah. And it's not like he's traditional reliever stuff.
No, he's a starter. Yeah exactly.
Starter that is,
I mean, theoretically, he should be a long man or whatever, but it's just not the way this, bullpen's really.
And I am curious to see what they're doing with number 35, Carlos Hernandez.
The best number 35 in
history. Some are saying. Because my read on it is, I think they want him. I mean, they brought him in because they think he's an interesting arm, but they want to work him with Cotham for a good bit before they just start running him out
Smart. I have no issues.
Which is fine. I think he could develop into that. And dude, again, I tweeted this on Saturday because Walk took a nap and it was just me and Sadi. And there's no like day baseball on, which
was so weird. I know.
Infuriating.
It's like, yeah, Saturday. There was like one game at 1 o'clock and then it was like 4 o'clock. I was like, what are we doing?
1 o'clock game was horrible. Anyway.
Yeah, it was a blah.
So I was watching.
Oh, no, it was Tigers White Sox. That's what it was. It was a horrible baseball game.
Yeah. Well, except when you're watching
we'll watch all of them. Okay? I was watching Reese Olson deal. I'm good. You know,
so it was a good bounce back for Reese.
It was, yeah. Especially because he started bad. It was like two runs in the first and they settled in.
Yeah. I'm a Reese Olson guy. But so I was watching the Pigs, the Iron Pigs.
Oh, I saw you're all in on this one.
Dude, they look great. They're
say what you tweeted. Just say it.
It's the deepest Iron Pigs team I've seen. They're deep. That's a deep Pigs team.
That's what everyone's saying.
They're it's not that
conventional wisdom says, you know, deepest Pigs team we've seen.
It's not that there's a bunch of Crawford you hope is a star, Rincon is you hope is a star. Auto Kemp, I just would never pray for an injury. Would love to see Auto Kemp up here. I'm pretty Kempy. I'm a Kemp guy.
There you go.
I'm a Kemp guy. So, but yeah, like they're filled with big league guys. Mm-hmm. Big league guys. You want to go like Christian Arroyo spoke in the baseball right now. So you have that, and then
somehow we got to the Pigs after the
early series. After the Dodgers series, they took 2 or 3. Yeah. Let's talk some Pigs.
Yeah,
what are we, 5 minutes?
I was not expecting this quick. The pivot to the Pigs.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah, on brand.
But they have. I mean, they have some interesting. Like their bullpen also is basically now it's a big league ish bullpen, but they're in AAA and it's not like there's like an unbelievable talent down there. But like Max Lazar, I think is throwing like 96 and he was interesting last year.
I liked him last year. Yeah, my guy.
He had a cutter working last year that was kind of good. So I don't think not to use the term that we just brought up, but I don't think the cupboard's bare in the like bullpen sense. I think they have interesting arms. It's just can one of those guys pop and take with it because Romano, unless his velocity gets back up
which
to 97.
Like, it is possible. You know, he is still coming back from the arm thing. Like, who knows? Like, maybe he can get it back, but, to your point, he might just never get it back.
He might not.
Be done.
Like, his arm, and it's unfortunate. You feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, of course. But if he doesn't have that, that high 90s.
No.
He's just.
Because he misses spots all the time.
He's trying to get swing and miss. He's trying to get guys to swing and miss balls. That's the problem. That's his thing. Yeah, exactly. If you don't have the fastball to counter it, like you got nothing.
If you don't have 97,
you're in a lot of trouble.
Well, especially him because he's a two pitch guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about a two pitch guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Romano is a huge issue. Yeah. But, you know, and the bullpen, it's really three guys. And then hopefully one of the.
Yeah, Trout, Alvarado, and Kirkring. And Hope.
Ruiz has been interesting.
Right. Yeah, they're guys. We like Ruiz. But the point being that, you know, as of now, the only three guys I would feel okay coming into a playoff game are those three guys, is what, you know, we're trying to say. And they're going to have to do more than that if they don't. And look.
You know who's out there?
Maybe Dave Dombrowski could maybe actually make a good in-season trade. Is that actually possible or is that not allowed?
He got Moises Chassé.
That was a good move. Sure. A good trade to help the major league roster would be
now
good.
He did trade Matt Vierling to get Gregory.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Logan O'Hoppe just homered again right now. They're not even playing right now. Did you
know?
I'm just joking around. He's got like six home, well, five
four
homers.
Four straight. Right.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Run. Yeah. Unfortunate. It's just unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know who is available?
Mm.
David Robertson.
Oh, bring him back. It's unbelievable.
Third time's a charm?
Yeah.
Second time was fine. They got to the game six of the World Series.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
He did 3 ERA last year.
Of course
39
he
years
of
old.
Of course he did. I'm not surprised at all by that. Like, the least shocking thing of all time.
39 years. Give me 40-year-old David Robertson.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I think he might be hurt. I don't know if he's hurt, but he's not signed. You might as well just kick the tires. If this team's good, like the frustrating part about them is that they're good. They're taking it seriously. Lineup's doing mostly what you want
to
see.
And the starting rotation has a chance to be really great over the course of the season, especially with Ranger and Painter and all that stuff coming, you know?
They
might need him.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
But like you look at the lineup, right? And you know, ever since opening day, even with opening day,
even with the, they have the best chase rate in baseball with
best,
opening day.
Best chase rate in baseball. They have the best walk percentage in baseball. They have the lowest strikeout
it's
percentage.
It's all the things that everyone was like, I need to see this. Like
they're doing it
so far. So now, good. You know, it's 9 games, but so far so good.
Now they are 27th in hard hit percentage, which checks out, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it, not many hard hit balls. That Castellanos grand slam was one of the few ones this weekend.
Well, and Harper ripped the ball late, which was nice because he's getting bullied by fastballs mm-hmm. right now. Every like some of these stat hits.
Oh, I know. It's like little squibblers or just like little like poke it in there.
He's hitting. I know. He's hitting 286 with an 819 OPS. I don't feel that at all.
I feel like I can't imagine one hit he's got. One double. I feel like I remember a double.
Well, he had a double that. Just squeaked over the first base's head and then he got the second base on it. Yeah. So 27th in hard hit percentage, not great, but everything else, good. Again, like if it's about as good of a start of the season off of last year on top of what they're saying and how they're acting that you could ask for. I mean, there's been some situational things that haven't gone well. Like again, when they did the Schwarber 3-0 yesterday, mm-hmm. they could have broken that game open. Yep. And we know about the three straight strikeouts in the Rockies and mm-hmm. like there's
been moments. Yeah.
But it's also it's annoying in the moment. I don't know what you want.
Baseball, like the thing is, like we can't expect none of it to happen. I know. It's not like guys are just never gonna swing a bad pitches again.
And like, people are like, well, they don't hit with runners in scoring position. I think they're first in baseball on average with runners in scoring position. So you know it's they're doing I think that there are some aspects that are still like the Romano thing. It feels like some of the like the at-bats quality has gone up, but they're not. It's a lot of singles, which mm-hmm. I guess is what people wanted. They're doing a little bit better at small ball, but again, I think for a majority of this series against the most unbeatable team, I know they didn't have Freddie Freeman. The Dodgers also didn't have to face Tyler Walker. Like you,
I like what you did. Come on, that was really good. Yeah, it took me a second. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. That was good for the Phillies. That oh wait, no. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah.
Work. Yeah.
But
Freeman and Walker. I got it. That was good.
But like I thought outplayed him for a majority of this.
I agree with you.
Like the Romano inning was bad. Glasnow can't pitch here. You kid?
Oh, hey, my God, hey, dude.
Feed me Glasnow in big a postseason.
Who'd have thought Sasaki would be the one who would hold it together better than Glasnow with the two of them?
And they had Sasaki on the ropes, too. Yeah, that was another.
They did. They bailed him out. Yeah.
They did. And there's been some of that. There's been some bailing out.
I will say, for the most part, like, you know, Marsh had the dumb running thing. I don't remember if that was this year or right before.
That was Friday.
Was that Friday? Okay. And then
no, that was the Rockies.
Was it the Rockies? Either way, but like, and then obviously we talked about the sod thing. You know, I don't that just happens sometimes. But you know, even last year when they started out, even though they were 1-3, and then you know, then got hot after that. Like, it felt like there was dumb base running. There was dumb things they were doing to start the year. This year hasn't felt that way for the most part. Doesn't feel like we're seeing like a lot of like what the other than Harper had one too, but Harper you just account for those. It's like, I feel like I'm not like,
his IOU
not like what the hell are you guys doing? That's not coming out of me as much as usual early in the season.
Well, and I think the one thing that's been good is he's doing a much better job of riding the hot hand. I mean, they're finding ways to get Edmundo in there. Yeah. I know Edmundo sat two games, but you talk about yesterday and getting him in there at third base over Bone with the righty on the mound.
And obviously him beating that out was one of the plays of the game.
You know, there's no chance of beating
him. Yeah, you could say that again. Bone. Yeah.
But also, I mean, the fact that they are already trying him in center field.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that. I totally, because it was like at the end of the game, and it was like, I said it to Emily. I'm like, he's in the outfield. And I didn't realize at first it was center because I just saw the shot of him standing. And I'm like, that's weird. And then the first ball gets hit to him. I'm like, wait, he's in center field? I'm like, what is happening right now?
Now, there's not much. Listen, baseball, I think, is the most beautiful game ever created. Mm-hmm. It was so baseball, the first ball.
Of course. Home. It was like, I wish I could have bet on it. It's like, of course, the ball finds you.
It always finds you.
Yeah.
So they're finding ways. And because Thompson said after Wednesday night, he's like, yeah, we got a righty on the mound tomorrow. So I don't want to put him in the outfield. And then Saturday's in center field. So yeah. that didn't make much sense. They're trying to find ways. They already moved Romano out of leverage spots. You know, I think they were totally overusing Alvarado early in the year. You got to calm down there.
Yeah. And I think we saw it. I think that's why he looked so bad in that last Rocky series
was back yesterday.
Oh, buddy. He looked great yesterday. Yeah.
I was actually surprised. I was also surprised at how he pushed Lizardo on Friday. I thought Lizardo was going to come out after the sixth.
So did I.
And he didn't pull him on Friday. Because he was first and third with two outs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, maybe they get him out of there. He trusted him in that spot. I hope that we are getting the full
Lizardo season. This is what we've been waiting for.
Because
we've been talking about this for years, dude.
His slider is at like 89, but it's bite. Like it bites so hard. It's actually not even a sweeper, I don't think. I think it's a bullet slider, which you don't see many of those. Like, you don't see bullet sliders. By the way, the Apple TV broadcast.
Oh, it's so entertaining to watch.
Well,
from the visuals and stuff.
Well, because obviously I just when you can sync up Fransky.
Oh, that's what you got to do. That's the move. Yeah.
But I rewatched it on Saturday, so I didn't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But them saying that he idolized Johan Santana growing up made me very, very excited. So that was good. But like, the stuff is so
it just
dumb.
Pops. It pops off the screen. I mean, just a lefty to like, he's like averaging 90, close to 97, like averaging, like it was like 96 plus. He's averaging like, and it's got life. Like it's got that late movement. I mean, his just natural stuff is so freaking like elevated.
When you can go change up off of the two fastballs he has and the bullet slider. And I think the sweeper will continue to come along. It's a hitter's nightmare. And the thing that was so encouraging about Friday night was that it was a lot of quick outs too. Like that's what he has to develop as he goes forward here.
He's been like a 5-inning guy, you know? Yeah. And we saw it in the first start, 11 Ks, 5 innings.
Listen, Cease and Snell, disgusting, sure. But it's mostly been 5 innings. Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason why Wheeler is more valuable. It's because he can go deeper in the ballgame.
And that is something the Phillies have worked on. Like we talked about a lot last year, how the Phillies were the, you know, antithesis of the rest of the league with all their guys going deep in games and all those numbers.
And their minor leaguers, by the way.
Yeah.
And their minor leaguers.
Nick Abel
takes down
a ton. Is he back?
Monitoring. I was giddy on
even
that.
Even Griff and Gary's getting out. I'm like, what's happening? We're going back to old school.
Griff I believe his first 26 pitches, he threw 19 strikes.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
It is exciting.
But and they cleaned up Abel's mechanics a little bit, which is good. Like he was.
Seemed like a great outing.
Much more in the strike zone.
Six shutouts, seven Ks, looked awesome.
Yeah, he's still hitting 96 in the seventh, which was good.
I mean, he was young when they dropped, too. He was like 18, right? Mm-hmm. He was right. Yeah, so, you know.
I mean, maybe he's a late bloomer. I don't know. I do not want to.
The point is, he's still young, comparatively.
Yeah, I think he's like 22.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you just look at Lizardo, you look at the stuff, and especially when Sanchez is the perfect guy, I think, to like compare those two from the standpoint of like Sanchez was someone who would try to strike everyone out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't worry about getting quick outs, and he threw 98, and then they brought him down a little bit. They said, hey, like Sanchez also worked on being more efficient, getting quicker outs. It's okay to pitch to contact. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do with Lizardo too. I mean, he had a couple, like a four pitch inning, I think, in the middle of the Dodgers game on Friday, and to do it against that lineup and have them look as feeble as they did was jaw dropping for an April start and for a fan base that watches Zach Wheeler mm-hmm. every fifth day. It was jaw dropping watching Jesus Lizardo on Friday.
It was awesome. No, I'm with you, and it's a sign of the what the high end is with that guy. You know, I mean, he can be an ace. If he puts it all together, he can be an ace. Like, that's how talented he is.
Oh, you
know?
Can you just envision the Zeus?
Oh, God, so good. It's such a good name.
Zeus. Come on, man.
I love that.
In a sold-out CDP. Yeah.
See, very in on that.
I don't know when the Zeus would happen. I think it might have to be in the intros.
It's either that or it's when he's walking off the mound after an inning.
Yeah.
You know, like after, sixth inning. Big playoff, strikes a guy out, six shutty, comes off, walking off the field.
And you know what probably AJ Pierzynski or whatever says on the national broadcast.
Sure,
are they booing him?
Yeah, of course it will.
Are they booing him?
What? Why would they boo him? He's pitched so great to Philly, man. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Man, you get a cheesesteak?
Nailed it.
But yeah, it reminds me of the old douche.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, which is great. I love any of those. Like, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's good.
JT, by the way, Friday night too. I mean, also all season, just defensively, like he's actually better than he was last year. He's improved. The pop time's quicker. He has been phenomenal. And Friday night, like that was throughout catching Lizardo, the game he caught, and obviously the end, really the eighth and ninth. Like that was a true like masterclass catching performance that he put on.
Yeah. And it was never the defense. I think anyone was worried about it. It was the bat, but even the bat. And I guess they made a mechanical adjustment with him on Tuesday the last week or Wednesday. So ever since that point, he's been, you know, kind of ripping line drives.
Yeah,
in the
three hit game the other day. Yeah.
Good. I want to see it.
Of course.
I don't want JT to be done, but at the beginning of the season, he looked done. So last year. So it was good to see. I hope he keeps it up. And Friday night, he kind of just took over. I mean, some odd running situations.
Well, especially Ohtani in the eighth. Like that was like, what are you doing? That was a wild decision. In that, I couldn't believe it as it was happening. I was like, he's running?
Yeah,
it made no sense.
Yeah, some awkward running moments. You know what? I also appreciated like kind of sidetracking. I appreciated Dave Roberts' comments on Friday night before the game about not wanting to will into existence a Dodgers Phillies series.
I missed him. What did he say?
He basically was just like, he's like, yeah, I don't want to jinx it. Because they asked him, are you surprised that you guys have never met in the postseason in the last couple of years?
And he's like, I want it.
He said, I don't want to tempt fate.
Ah, so he's scared of the Phillies, what he's saying. Ah,
no, I admit, probably not. Because of how the Phillies are talked about here.
Yeah.
And then listening to an opposing manager be like, yeah, like there's a lot of firepower on that.
Well, also look, and they are a talented team. I think that, you know, they are. I think teams around baseball look at them as one of the best teams, as they should. But also, like, you know me, athletes are humans.
Oh, you know, there it is.
I know that people don't usually talk about this, but I do think there is something to believing you can beat a team going into a series or whatever, being like, yeah, we got these guys. We've got these guys' number. Like, I do think there is, and the Phillies have the Philly. Like, I think if you're the Dodgers, you look across the field and you're like, wow, that team beats us a lot. Like, I do think there's something. I'm not saying you win or lose a series because of it, but I do think that only helps the team when they're going in, or hurts the opposing team when they're going in that way. I do think there's something to that.
Many are saying that Ohtani can't handle Philly.
That it's facts, right? I mean,
handle it.
Look at the numbers, man. Yeah.
Now I want people to stop tweeting about how he's never home run.
The whole week I was like, enough, all right? Like, what are we doing here? You were like asking the fact that he didn't homer is like all time shock.
Well, no,
I would have bet so much that he would have.
I'm just worried about October now.
Well,
I'm gonna circle back.
Save it up for exactly.
If he hits a big home run, I'm gonna say this is all
your fault
for the
you people who did this
for tweeting out that he's never hit a home run. CBP,
not a fan of any of that.
After the very series in April, but yeah, I just they kind of match up well. Now, Dodgers bullpen has gotten much better. It's actually better than last year.
Well, look, like Blake Snell was hurt. Like, they didn't, Freddie Freeman for this series. Like, they, it wasn't a full-on,
Yeah. But it's better than, last year they played a depleted
Dodgers. Totally. No. Look, it's early in the season. They're ready.
Oh, man. I was told they were unbeatable.
Yeah, they were until the Phillies. Did you know that?
Yeah. The wagon.
How about the wagon?
Am I talking about the Phillies or the Iron Pigs?
Same difference.
Did the Iron Pigs hang like 10 a game? Crawford's raking a little bit. Excited.
Can he play center field for us?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know when. I don't think
probably better than Brandon Marsh today, right now. So
I don't think so.
No, I know.
I don't think so.
By the way, great catch by Marsh yesterday.
Big catch.
That was a really, really, really great play.
Yeah. Was shocked he got there.
Me too. Dude, as he's running in, I'm like, that's a single. I'm like, there's no chance that this guy's going to get that ball. And then it just kind of hung just long enough. That was good.
Did the Castellanos Grand Slam remind you of anything? Of old Phillies lore?
Oh, are you going Aaron Altay here? I should have seen this coming. Yeah. I should have. That all-time moment. Yeah. Certainly.
I think we did an emergency pod.
I remember podding about that. Yeah.
I think it was the first time we had 100 downloads.
Times have changed.
Talk about Aaron Altair dominating Clayton Kershaw.
God, what a sad podcast we were back in the day.
I don't think it was your favorite time.
I know. I don't think so. Aaron Altair, the future.
Dude, Altair versus Nick Williams. Yeah, still a great
good
debate.
Good times.
Who won the Eflin versus Pivetta? Who's better?
It's a great, honestly, both solid career. I think
it's probably Eflin.
I was about to say I think it's Eflin, but it is close. I think it's Eflin, though. Eflin seems like more stable.
And he didn't trade it. Well, but I don't know who's making more. But
I think, they're probably pretty close because I think Eflin got like 3 for $40 and then Pivetta just got that contract.
And he got traded to a legit team.
Yeah. So
people want Eflin.
Who'd have thunk it?
Is he still on the heavy body thing?
I know. He's been good in Baltimore, I think.
Yeah, I think he's their ace.
Watching from afar. I know. Well, that's a different discussion. maybe. Gets pitchers.
Moises Chaussee could be an answer in the bullpen, by the way.
Good. Well, the fact the Orioles traded him away is a good sign for, considering the Orioles just don't care about pitching.
No. Yeah, they don't. And they don't know how to develop starters either. But that's going back like forever, by the way. I mean, Bundy, Harvey.
Oh, forever. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They've always had these.
Dylan Bundy. I owned him. I was so excited about him in fantasy.
Even Grayson Rodriguez is not like fully
hasn't
broken
it together. Yeah. Now he's hurt, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Nice little Orioles check-in.
Yeah, always. But Chaussee, I don't know. Maybe they start moving him into the bullpen. Who knows? But there's, again.
He's a live arm.
There's arms. The pig's got arms. Let's put it that way. Pig's got arms. Pigs got
are just
bat.
Ready to replenish the major league roster.
I think the pigs might be only plus 200 against the big leagues.
Could the pigs beat a major league team? That's the question. That's what
everyone's talking about after beating the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dodgers.
All right, let's get to the take back.
I've actually talked a lot about everything that we had on here. So that's
potting right there, buddy.
One thing that I think is interesting, Bryce is currently hitting 182 against fastballs.
Mm.
So this, I feel like this happens once a year.
I was just about to say, I feel like we have this discussion every year where it's like, oh, Bryce is struggling against fastballs right now.
Yeah. And I remember his first year was
why it's so weird that that happens.
Timing.
Bat speed. Yeah. Yeah.
So I love the, I of course I get, I'm everyone's therapy couch with the Phillies.
Mm.
So I get a lot of worried about Bryce. Should we, no,
now we're good. Let me chill out.
No,
no. Look me in the eyes right now.
Why would you be?
No.
Why would you be worried about Bryce on April 7th?
Of all
7th?
Things to get. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There's, Romano?
Yeah.
Which is the bigger issue, Romano or Bone?
It's a great question. Because I think Romano is a more immediate issue, but I think Bone could fester longer. Romano.
Do they need one more bullpen piece?
That's what I was
going to
say. I think Romano's more easily replaced.
Sure.
And thus Bone might be a bigger issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Bone's a bigger issue.
I think so too.
I'm curious to see how he bounces back from the scheduled day off.
It's going to be big, you know, like.
I know. It's just like, come on.
For those who can't see, I just rolled my eyes. I just
why are we doing this with a guy who's almost 30?
He's almost 30. Like, he's not a child anymore.
Why are we doing this?
What are we doing here?
Did you see what I was talking about with the power ground balls, by the way, with the, in the first inning?
Oh, I know.
He would have been a great, again.
Oh, he'd be
all time Husky.
King power. He would have ruled the
it was 95 ball. Right, yeah. Down the middle, and just it was like he hit a fungo when he wanted a slow roller.
He's trying to hit an infield practice.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hit a fly ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it was.
My goodness.
At least he's fleet of foot.
Yeah, he's so fast. He's so fast. And then I guess final thing, the Vlad dream scene.
It's over.
There's a lot of eggs in the Kyle Tucker basket this offseason.
There is.
And by the way, if you're the Cubs and you let him go after what he's doing so
and what
far.
You treat, I know he's been awesome. Lead the league in RBI, I believe. Like, he's been
I think
on
he's
fire.
Homered in
and also, you gave up Cam Smith and you watch him get to the majors immediately without going to the minors. You're like, well, we traded that for this guy. We should probably not just, like,
yeah,
let him go.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, a lot of Kyle Tucker. Because I don't know who else is going to be out there. I mean, eventually, Roberts had a horrible start to the year because, of course. Because I just don't know who are the bats.
You're right.
I don't know who the bats are out there.
Yeah, there aren't. There's certainly not the elite, like, game-changing type bats.
Mm-mm.
Vlad was the one. And Kyle, who's the two. Those are the two.
Yeah. So
a lot of pressure on
Kyle. A lot of internal developments need to
happen. Gotta go get him!
Again, just stick AutoCamp out there and they're fine.
We're fine. I like this. It's good. I mean, honestly, probably better to promote from within than trust Dave to go trade for someone.
Well, Dave's heating up.
Dave is heating up.
I don't know.
Dave's heating up a little bit.
He's doubling down.
Yeah.
Look, and then so far, it's been rewarding.
I feel good.
Dude, it's great. I'm feeling
pretty damn good right now about the Phils.
I try not to watch every game thinking about it. This is good enough in October. If you think that way, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
It ruins it.
Yeah. Especially with baseball because there's so much failure.
And there's so long until then. It's not like five more games. It's like, no, like the whole season's left.
No, but like when they don't execute, I'm just like, well, there it is.
I know. Well, they can't win. Did you see that swing? That's it. It's over.
I was getting tweets early in the game yesterday. It's like, this team doesn't have killer instinct.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, what happened when Castellanos went yard? Everyone, did they develop the killer instinct then? Oh, the way people talk about baseball.
I know.
It just drives me nuts.
Long season of it coming up, buddy.
Yeah. That's it. Well, especially given the current state of how people feel about them.
Yes.
But hopefully they keep winning. And I mean, listen.
Big series against the Braves here in the sense that Braves 1-8 coming in. And you can't bury him yet, but like you have a chance to come out of this series being like 8 or 9 games up if they could win 2 or 3 or sweep, like you know, be 7 or 9 up depending on if they win 2 or 3 or sweep. I mean, that's like, you know, that's a big lead in April.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. You can't win the pennant in April.
No, but you can lose it.
You can lose it.
Yeah, you can.
Wheeler versus Sale tomorrow.
That's really fun.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and you know Wheeler is going to go on with a little extra juice.
He always does, especially against the Braves.
He always does against the Braves, and also, like, he lost the Cy Young to that guy last year. Like, he knows that, you know?
Taiwan versus Schwellenbach on Wednesday.
Oh, I feel great about Taiwan.
Tough night to be a Brave.
That's right.
Tough night to be a Brave. And then Lizardo versus Smith-Shaver on Thursday.
This is great. I'm really pumped for this.
I count down the seconds every day. Until I can watch, I bet you do. Jesus Lizardo.
Yeah, this is a tough day. No baseball today. You're just going to be out. Yeah, we'll watch other teams and whatnot.
Casey Mize on the mound at 3.
There you go. We found it. It's good.
What did I text you on Thursday night?
It was something about Casey Mize.
I said, did I stay up to watch Casey Mize's first start? Yeah. Yes, because why? You don't give up on your children.
It's good work,
buddy. Always there. Yeah, sometimes you got to show up.
That's true.
All right.
That's it. I think that's all we got.
What a dynamite. I was going to say, you got the natty tonight. But
I had Duke and I was wrong. So.
Dude, that.
What a loss.
What an
all-time loss that was.
Hit the shot, Cooper.
Yeah, that was.
Kenny hit the big one.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
I'm still,
his next game will be as a second.
Still, yeah, I wish. Still in on him. All right. We'll be back later in the week. Big Brave series. Oh, thank God. We should have led with this. Come hang out with us Thursday night. We are going to be at Maxie's at Temple's campus. Shout out to Maxie. Shout out to Temple. I saw Tucker's eyes light up there
Temple,
when
you?
I said that.
Had a lot of fun nights there.
Me too. Sure Maxie's is the spot. Coming out. We're going to watch the Braves game Thursday night at Maxie's. 7:15 game. I guess we'll get there a little bit before that, like 7, whatever. But we'll be there. Coming out, man. It's going to be awesome. We'll have trivia. We'll be giving away Phillies tickets, all kinds of awesome stuff. It's going
to
be great.
Come out to Maxie's. Trivia, all that good stuff.
Right on Temple's campus.
I can't sign the book yet, but I will sign whatever you want.
You can promise people a signature in the future.
Bring the bellbook.com.
You could do an IOU where you have like, I will sign, and then they can bring that back to you. It's good.
Beautiful.
All right. So coming out. So yeah, buy Jack's book.
Well,
ring the bellbook.com.
I won't have them in person on.
No, Thursday. I'm saying to the listeners, not Maxie's Jack's book, please.
But down the road, we will
have
books.
Yeah, then we will actually push it in your face and force you to buy it then.
Yeah. Everyone that walks through the door has to buy it.
Why didn't people show up this time? It's so weird. Where is it? Normally people show up for these events. Yeah. All right. Maxie's Thursday coming out. That's going to be awesome. We'll be at to react to the Braves series after that. So until then, he's Ritz himself.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.